Today's guest, demographer and generational marketing expert Ken Gronbeck, talking about using demography tools and to navigate the landscape, real estate, and commerce markets. So, Ken, so glad you could make it. During the break, we were talking about Coast to Coast and how this audience is a little bit smaller, but maybe a lot rich, maybe a lot richer.
Yeah, maybe a lot richer. But no Bigfoot, right?
No. Yeah, George Norrie certainly has some, you know, he has some wild off-the-wall guests. And then, you know, people like of your caliber and the like, it's just remarkable. He's amazing.
Good guy.
So you touched on Russia a little bit, and one of your bullet points I read about is the disappearance of Russia. I think everybody is just shocked that they didn't just roll over Ukraine. It's just shocking. And here it is 3 or more years later. But what do you mean by the disappearance of Russia? You mentioned a few things about, you know, losing their workforce.
Well, Russia's fertility is very low. We really don't even know how low it is, but they're not replacing themselves. So, and it showed up in their ability to put together an army to go into, to fight this war, and it was almost impossible for them to do that. They were drafting 60-year-olds. What it pointed out, and in fact, one of the other giveaways was they enlisted their friend in North Korea and got, you know, a million or so soldiers from North Korea, and they got wiped out because North Korea has another issue. But Russia basically is. And it was called years and years ago, a gas station. It gets all of its money from having about 40% of the world's natural resources, and it's sold. And that's why they're very, very top heavy with very wealthy oligarchs. And then the rest of the people live in a very poor country. They're not having kids. So by the year, I would say comfortably by the year 2060, 2070, their population is going to be half of what it is now, and it will all be elderly.
Wow. And plus, they have a
serious, serious alcohol issue there.
You got nothing else to do. They got nothing else to do, I guess. It's cold, and they're pumping gas.
You know, that's right. The situation is not good in Russia. It's not good. They have very wealthy people and then very, very poor people and really very little in between. You know, so they're going to go away just the same way that China's going to go away. China's population right now, they say that they're claiming they're about 1.3 billion just under India. A good demographic guess on China's population right now would be about 800 million. And their population is going to be halved in the next 50, 60 years.
I mean, you know, Putin is a whack job, but people keep saying, but he's smart.
Yeah.
But I don't know what his end game is. He's not being too smart. And China, smart people. Their economy, as you said earlier, but they got to have people of your caliber pointing all this out. What's their game plan?
They don't have one.
Bizarre.
I hate to say this, but, you know, when ask anybody, you know, do you know what demography means? Or do you know what a demographer does? Or do you understand the principles of the science of demographics? And most people, that would be the first time they heard it. It'd be the first time they hear that word. We don't take inventory of our populations. And you absolutely, positively must if you're going to plan for the future.
With, you know, you're talking about this macro view of all these countries, and you mentioned the European Union and how, you know, because our system of immigrants is so healthy, how we're doing so well, we're consuming so much. We've had a negative impact of these tariffs, at least in the stock market. Have you looked at any of that, and do you think it will end up hurting us or helping us?
No, it's not good. I mean, listen, I'm not an economist. I don't want to get into exactly what tariffs are going to do. I really do believe that President Trump is using the tariffs as a bargaining tool for other things. But that's just me. And that's subjectivity. And I don't like to make a subjective forecast. I like to do them from data.
So we'll save that.
What's going to happen? I don't know. I really don't know. I will tell you this. His policies about President Trump's policies about immigrants is a little frightening. And because immigration is what made this country. We are a nation of immigrants. And, you know, there was a time when we didn't want the Irish in our country. The Irish were considered very undesirable and unemployable. And they were not, get this, they were not 100 years ago considered white. Mm. I don't know of anybody whiter than somebody from Ireland. But now we have about 40 million Irish immigrants, first and second, third generation, fourth generation here in the United States. And there are 4 million people in Ireland. How did they do that? They're Catholics. We had kids.
You know,
we're a nation of immigrants.
I like your comment. And I wish when I hear Trump, I wish he would, if he's making a point about criminals and unbridled, you know, and not documentation, why he can't end it with embracing the wonderful, healthy immigrants from South America that we have today. You know, he doesn't want to have, you know, trans people in sports. Fine. But why don't you add, you're welcome. You're Americans. You know, you're fine. We don't want you playing sports. Fine. But, you know, he just falls short on that. And I'm sure he's made comments like that, but he doesn't say it enough. My guest is not a politician nor an economist. He's a demographer, Ken Gronback. His website is kgcdirect.com. kgcdirect.com. How can I get a free house in Japan, France, Italy, or Spain? I've got clients who moved to Spain, bought a house, and then got a neighbor building a house and hated it. So now they're building their own house in Spain. And I listened to a talk show guy who just spent 3 weeks in Italy. He loved Italy. How do we do that?
Empty houses. Well, an example would be, let's leave Europe alone for a moment and just talk about Japan. There are empty houses in Japan and they're falling into disrepair and they're obviously not supplying the local areas with tax dollars, you know, real estate tax. You pick a house and the government in Japan will actually help you fix the house up so you can move in. And as long as you pay taxes, it's yours. Now, that's the same thing in Italy, same thing in France. And I would imagine throughout Europe, because Europe's fertility has dropped off like a stone. They're not having kids. And when they don't have kids, you don't have a population. It's not a desirable place to live. So it's like the good news and the bad news. The good news is you're getting a free house. The bad news is you're not going to like it there.
Oh, well, I mean, so
sorry about that.
But I mean, I can't imagine, you know, all the desirable areas in Italy or France, you're probably not going to get a free house there. It's interesting about Japan. My nephew spent 2 years teaching English as a second language in South Korea, and he loved it. And he ended up the second year in Seoul, and they embrace, you know, Americans, and he loved the life there, but it's not inexpensive to live there.
Well, you know what's happening in South Korea?
What?
South Korea is virtually not having kids. Their fertility is, I'm going to guess now, maybe 0.5.
No.
And they simply are not having children. Let me just, can I run some more numbers by you?
We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Okay. Number of people born in the world each year is about 150 million. Half of those 150 million, about 75 million, were unintentional. They're accidental births. They're because of the process of mating. Something has happened to our mating throughout the world. And the thing that's happened to our mating is whenever a particular country gets technology, the mating drops like a stone. Why? Because substitution for mating on the internet. And I'll leave it at that.
That's interesting. And well, you've seen it. You've seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely seen it.
And we've seen it, like you just mentioned. But South Korea, 0.5 fertility rate, that is insanely low. And like you mentioned, Japan, they're not really welcoming immigrants. And they're not welcoming our cars either, if we could quote Donald Trump.
Well, Japan is an elderly country, period. Just elderly. They're wealthy. They're elderly. They don't make anything anymore. They just invest.
Well, my guest has been Ken Gronback. He's a demographer, futurist, keynote speaker. His website is kgcdirect.com. And I am going to forward this information and this interview to Peter Rupert, who's the UCSB Economic Forecast Director. And if they can't get you this year, maybe you could be a keynote speaker next year in Santa Barbara.
That'd be wonderful.
So nice to meet you, Ken. And
my pleasure.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
You take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly. Did I say you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate? Stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.